views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. I'm a 68 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on HR Radio, Round 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, Audio Graded, and the Boost Radio Network. Our toll-free number is 855-712-YNTS. That's 855-712-9687. Email us, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Website, www.yoandrewnts.com. Taking over AM, the internet, and beyond. You're listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Another end of the month. Hope everyone's having a good night out there, wherever you're listening from. Really appreciate it. Yes, it is another end of the month. It is another one. I can't believe it. 1 second you're in January, the next second you're in February. It comes and goes. It comes and goes. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my executive producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality, my father, spectating as always, Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Joe Andrew. Welcome to the program. If you're just joining me for the first time, and every week we always seem to have a new listener listening, just hearing about me, if it's word of mouth or social networking, whatever that may be, we are a weekly show. And at the end of each month, what we try to do is have a little bit of fun. I don't want to talk about the same stuff you've always been hearing every day. But I don't want to go into anything serious either. So it is the end of the month. And what that does is it kind of gives us a celebration of we did it. We did it 30 days. 30 days. In this case, 28 days. It is February. So we are celebrating the end of the month. And what we do is four things. We begin off the program with our truly weird stories. We then go into box office numbers, the main headlines we saw throughout the month, and then, of course, your phone calls. You make the show. I just set up all the equipment. I just say, okay, you're going to air my show at this time. That's what it's all about. That's all I do. Your goal is for you to be me, create a segment, talk about it, like you always do. And that's what we're going to do tonight. And it is one of our fun shows. No guests tonight. No really serious conversation. We've been informed a month. We've been informed enough, being informed a month. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Before I get into truly weird stories, and I am going to be choosing all the truly weird stories tonight. And what's great about these truly weird stories is as I read them throughout the month, I save them, I tweet them to you guys, and then I'm able to really talk about them right now and go into detail and give you my opinion on them. Before I go into the truly weird stories, I want to go into something that I've been noticing lately. And many of you might be noticing this also. I was emailing somebody, and I'm not going to say who he or she is and where he or she is from. But this is the second time this is happening to me. Now, I am a big emailer. I email for the show, email for jobs. Emailing is just so much fun. And now I got the iPhone again. Emailing has just become an all-around, easy-to-use communication tool in my situation. Some people might like the BBM. Some might like the WhatsApp app, the Skype, the Fandango, whatever that may be. I am a email kind of person. And that's why I always say you can email me right now, yoandrew@yoandrewandtips.com. I'm emailing this young gentleman about something for the program. That's as far as I'll get. And after the whole conversation, we're discussing stuff throughout the week, throughout the weekend. And he says, thanks, dot, 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 dot. Now, I don't know what that means. Dot, 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 dot. When I see dot, 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 I think it is something like this. So, what is your favorite color? My favorite color is dot, 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 dot. In other words, thinking. Blue. Or dot, dot, dot could mean, I really don't want to talk to you right now. So, dot, 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 I'll see you later. Dot, 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 might be nervous. That's what I'm seeing. That's when I look and read dot, dot, dot. Now, that's when you're eye-to-eye contact with a person. It's a little bit easier to really figure out, all right, what does dot, dot, dot mean in this situation? And guess what? It means when I'm speaking to you right now, I'm assuming you're nervous. You might not like me. You don't want to talk to me. You kind of trying to find an excuse to get out of the conversation to go and do another errand or whatever you're doing on your schedule. So I understand that. Now, you got a lot of these facial expressions coming into the network, coming into the way you communicate. And what I did was I posted on Facebook yesterday. I did not expect to get this many comments, but I'm going to clear myself out. I'm not trying to make fun of anyone, nor am I trying to say, what do people do that for? No, I'm saying I want to know what this means when it comes to emailing or texting. It took me how long? SMH. Took me a good few months to realize, shake my head. It took me how long to do that? And this is what I wrote on my Facebook status. When someone is emailing you and they constantly type with dot, 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 what does that mean? Before you know it, I'm getting a ton of likes. And I'm getting a ton of comments with different opinions. And that's what makes the internet great. There was a time in my life when I thought flipping my pillow was just a really bad habit I grew up with. And the internet 3 years ago on Facebook showed me, are you that kind of person? Well, I am. So the internet helps in this situation. And these are the many comments that I got. One of my friends, Jets 101 writer, he spoke with us about the Super Bowl. He wrote, what does that mean? Our former social ambassador, he commented, it can mean anything, man. Now, the host of We Live Radio, one of my good friends, Terrence, he commented, it can mean a lot of things that they were thinking of what to write next, or depending on the topic, it might be awkward to them. Most people use the dots to display silence in convo. And that's a pretty good point. But it's hard, Terrence. It's hard to really go and say that because that's your impression. When you're speaking to someone and this one knows that, that's what you're thinking they're saying. But if you're saying that everyone's got their own way of looking at things and their own way of writing things online, that's a big problem. Because now what you're doing is you're creating assumption and you might start creating dislike for the person. And before you know it, you just lost a good friend just because you had no idea what they meant. So what I learned from that comment, and we have many other comments I don't want to get into. What I learned was, if I see dot, 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 and it really is bothering me, I'm probably just going to ask the person. I'm just going to email them and say, hey, thank you, really appreciate it. One more thing before we leave. What does the dot, dot, dot mean? Oh, I got the phone number. I should just call him up. I should just call him or her up. That makes sense. It makes sense. I know some of you right now are nodding, going, yep, that's right. I dot, 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 Andrew. All right, fine. You can dot, dot, dot all you want. that's your way of communicating. That's fine. I put exclamation points to end off a conversation. Like, thanks, really appreciate it. Really show enthusiasm. You know, I do a lot of periods and then exclamation mark. Thanks. Really appreciate it. Really show my enthusiasm. That's how I speak. It's a little bit easier to kind of move around that because you're showing excitement. You are showing positive to end off the convo. But dot, dot, dot can really mean down and do you really want to talk to me today? That's what I say. Let's move on to the first truly weird story of the night. And this was an interesting truly weird story. This is going to be a quick one. And we try to go into some truly weird stories that are disgusting and then some that I think we can have a serious conversation about. In West Virginia, and this was reported February 19th, CBS Pittsburgh, that it was a headline, Pizza Hut worker caught urinating in sink, fired. Health officials have temporarily shut down a southern West Virginia pizza restaurant after a district manager was caught on the surveillance video urinating into a sink. The company says that zero tolerance for violations of its operating standards. The employee was fired. And that's what happened. He was terminated. He was fired. And it makes sense. Why was this young man urinating? Might have been for a cause. I think that's disgusting. I don't think we should put Pizza Hut on the pedestal, though. That could happen anywhere. That could happen anywhere. Anywhere you go, you might get a worker who does something that you really don't think is appropriate in the work. I mean, it is a truly weird story because you got a Pizza Hut worker who's supposed to be making pizza, and Pizza Hut is the fast food joint where still many in the country are really into the traditional Mamma Mia pizzeria restaurante on the blocky. Yes, that's my horrible Italian. And so I don't think we should be surprised, not at Pizza Hut, just in general. People are going to do stupid things. And for peeing onto into a sink, I just think that's disgusting. I mean, it's funny. Like, look what the kid did. He peed in the sink. Well, at least the health officials came in and they did say that the Pizza Hut has been closed until they get this problem done. I haven't seen a Pizza Hut in a long time. Where I live, where we broadcast, we don't see many Pizza Huts. We really don't. When I was a kid, I used to go to them once or twice because they had the Casper dolls, Crash Bandicoot, Sony. He was a sponsor. Switch your pizza around. So I have a lot of kid connections with the Pizza Hut. One thing I didn't like about Pizza Hut was it was really hot. You know, Pizza Hut, hot. It was really warm. I never liked it. I want to go into this next story. New York City paid toilet charges $8 a day. You're going to like this one. New York company is marketing an upscale potty break. So this is a New York company. It's called Posh Slow and Go. And it will offer visitors of the Big Apple clean, safe, and soundproof bathrooms worthy of the greatest city in the world, in addition to such other amenities as luxury showers and private storage rooms. $8 a day plus a mandatory $15 annual membership fee. We've all been there. If you're in a big city, you're walking around, you don't want to be that guy or girl to go into a restaurant and you have no intentions of getting food or paying just to use their bathroom. We've all been there. And this is a truly weird story because we have seen businesses being created from everything. We've seen the simple, natural way of healing ourselves. How about we take that and put it into a pill and sell it? Believe me, I've seen it. And now to see, you know what? Everyone's got a urine. That's something that's never going to go out of style. How about we actually make a business and we put it into one of the greatest, biggest apples on earth? And that's what this company did. This company decided, hey, we get a few extra bucks. You know what? You'll even get a subscription. Hey, you're in the city one day. You're working a lot. You like hanging out with your friends. It's late at night. You need to take a little bathroom break. Here you go. Come into our company. Truly weird story because of the using toilets to go and get a subscription, not to a gym, not to a cell phone, to a bathroom. So someone will do this. I probably won't. I'm not in the city as much. I think it's a good idea. And if this makes money for the city, New York City is always attracted to ideas that's going to create tourism and make money. There was one, really quick, there was one idea of how to improve luxury on the trains. And the local newspaper, AM New York, one New Yorker suggested, you know, we have all these dancers and singers and men and women with their instruments. How about we create a little spot for them? And we can pay money to see them and throw money, and somebody will go to them, somebody will go to the city. So there's always a way, to bring money into the city. And I think this is a really good idea. Truly weird, but by the end of the day, it actually goes a long way. And it's so weird how we went from peeing in a Pizza Hut. See, if only the Pizza Hut guy had this subscription, he would not go in. See, guys, I'll be right back. Because I'm going to your dirty pizza bathroom. Some pizza might be clean. You can go all the way over to their bathroom. You never know. I think those two stories were pretty funny and truly weird. And again, some of our stories are getting are going to get a little bit creepier. Up next, we are going to bring more news stories to you. And I want you to tweet at me, at AndrewTweetGeo. And I want you to email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. You could Facebook me. Just go and search Yo Andrew News Talk Show, parentheses radio show, and like me and comment on what we're speaking about. Because up next, we're going to be speaking about a father who is outraged over something he saw in his daughter's biology homework. And when a school didn't have an American flag for the national anthem, you wouldn't believe what they used. You wouldn't believe what they used. And even though it is a truly weird story, and one of my friends laughed when I posted this, I actually am pretty angry about it because I feel they should have been more prepared. But I can't wait to speak with you on how they just spur up with this idea. Don't be left behind. Listen to me, Yo Andrew News Talk Show, end of the month. Be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds. in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now, that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioning muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Get your body up!
Ah, this is nonsense.
What? I thought you liked my meatloaf.
No, that's not it. I should have switched to ShareBuilder because I'm tired of my current online brokerage's high fees, confusing website, and InvestoBabble.
InvestoBabble.
Really, Jim? Maybe you should switch to ShareBuilder.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song, We Compare Rates to Give You Confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-579-9189. That's 800-579-9189.
Always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
23 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on, Jess!
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Yo Andrew, and for some of you who heard the first segment, probably your bathroom break during those commercials was an interesting one. I know, we never on this program speak about habits of the toilet. I tweet about stories about bathrooms all the time. I tweeted one time Bill Gates and the Bill Gates Foundation finding ways to bring more toilets around the world for third world countries. That actually was an inspiring story. It's an issue that needs to be addressed more often because you see a lot of diseases being developed because many cannot go to the bathroom. So that's actually an interesting story. But we do get into some of these really creepy ones, creating a business out of toilets and to worry about someone spitting in your food. Well, someone might actually be making your food in a sink that was once urinated in. That's how creepy these truly weird stories get. And again, I hope you're tweeting me, and we are retweeting you, and we're tweeting you back directly right here on the program live and in real time. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. You can Facebook me, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Like me, YoAndrew News Talk Show, parentheses, radio show, and of course, email me. I'm an emailing fanatic. Just don't dot at me. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com, and I can access this from my iPhone now, so I'm really happy about that. I know some of you probably are wondering, you have an iPhone again? Long story. I don't want to talk about it. I try to keep my personal issues out of my program. I'm always hinting. I feel like I'm a soap opera. You want something, so I'm ready to give it to you, and I take it right away. And then I walk away. That's how I do. See, it's that. It's like politicians. You want health care? You want, no. You want your dollar? No, you're not getting it. I'm like, fine. I'm just going to speak about the next truly weird story. I'm going to speak about it. That's what we're going to do on the program here. So you want to hear this story? This is a kicker. And it's funny how we went from two toilet stories and now we're going to two school-related truly weird stories. That's how we do it here on the ONG News Talk Show. Now, you go to a game, basketball games, football games, anywhere you go, you're always expecting to take your hat off, rise, put the right hand and rest around your heart, or stand with your hands clenched behind your back, raise your head up high, and you would recite the Pledge of Allegiance, or you might just hear the Star Spangled Banner. It's however the sport or the school does it. And you're going to hear one of these. And what do? You go and you look for the American flag. And it's funny because in years to come, the American flags are now popping up on the TV screen and they'll show images of how look at the audience members and how they're looking up. You're always, though, want to find the real flag. And if it's a windy day, it's one of those good days, the flag is flapping and the rockets and the flag is flapping. And if you're in a really large event, you got to get the jets. People cheering, and it's all great. And then the flag goes on the field, and they fold it up in a matter of minutes. Truly amazing. I would love to know how they actually do that so fast. This young school, though, didn't do that. A school that could not come up with the American flag, according to Reddit, and it was posted on Bleacher Report, because they couldn't come up with an American flag for their national anthem prior to what appears to be a wrestling match, used the American flag patterned pants of a man in the stands. So this school, they're sitting there, they're ready to do the national anthem. And guess what happens? They're looking around for the American flag, like I just told you. When you rise up, you hear the loudspeaker, please rise for the national anthem, Star-Spangled Banner, the Pledge of Allegiance, whatever that particular event is doing. And you get up and you're looking for the flag. This particular story, they couldn't find a flag. So they turn around and they see this young man on top of the bleachers, and he is ironically wearing an American flag pants, and they decide to all turn around, and you do see in the picture, and I'll post this on my Facebook page and Twitter throughout the next break. Like I already told you, some are, you know, clenching their hands behind their back, others put the hand on top of their heart, however they want to do it, and they are now saying, and they're doing this, while the young man with his American flags is now the flag. And a funny joke for all my 90s fans out there. The Bleacher Report, they wrote the line, "All that comes to mind to us is Nickelodeon's Salute Your Shorts." Oh, we all love that show. I love that show. They don't show much. They showed it last year and then they stopped. It's okay. I mean, any American flag is fine. For school to really find effort to get this going smoothly, I give them props. I give them respect. I think that's fine. I don't know why the American flag wasn't there. I don't know who was in charge of bringing the flag. If anything, an American flag should always be present in a gym area. It should always be present in a ceremony. Should always be present in a stadium. Because what you're doing when you see events like this is you are showing the world that in our country, our beloved country of 50 states, that was once only 13 colonies, being owned by a British rule across seas, we can create and enjoy sports and entertainment like this without anyone telling us no. It reminds us that when we're in these sports and we're putting our heart out, it's reminding us of who we are serving on, the soil that we're walking on. And for a school not to be prepared or not to have a flag in general, I think that's uncalled for. It definitely is a truly weird story because, well, you know, it's weird that, well, I don't have a flag. So you're going to this young gentleman and saying, "Excuse me, can we use your pants for about 2 minutes? I mean, I know it's kind of awkward. You were not expecting for everyone to be staring at you and or your pants. But we really need it. It really is an emergency." So it definitely is a weird story because it's not something you would see every day. But it's something that is uncalled for, and I hope this school learned their lesson. I hope they learned their lesson. I hope they realize that an American flag should always be present. There's no rule or law. It should be just a moral. You're an American citizen, or you are trying to become one, and you want to represent a country that brings so many different ideas and so many different cultures in, and that's what we need right here in the gym area. So now let's go to our last story I have here. It is reported by The Blaze, and it's headlined, "We teach our children not to sleep around. Dad outraged over biology homework that stepped away, way over the line." A daughter's sitting there doing her homework, and she says, "Daddy, can you please help me?" And you wouldn't believe what this homework said. It was about DNA and blood types, and I can promise you this. I'm going to have kids someday, and when they show me science, I'm going to, they ain't got to have Google. See, my parents didn't have Google. My dad, he used to go in the encyclopedia. He still does. He used to go in the encyclopedia, and he used to sit there and read these complicated graphs. Like, we are not getting anywhere with this. The encyclopedias are great, but we're not going to, I don't think we're going to, hopefully we'll get somewhere in the next hour. Because my homework's already complicated. You're not going to the encyclopedia, and you're getting it from a perspective from who knows where. And they're showing all these diagrams, and like there's no time to learn it. Homework is about relearning it, making sure you understood what the teacher taught you today. So going to the encyclopedia, okay, this is not going to work out. But hey, my dad tried, and I tried too, and look where I am today. I'm on a radio program, so we did something right. This father comes over, and this is what the homework was when it comes to DNA blood type. It was, you have these different blood types, and supposedly the woman in this question, we don't know what she was doing. The woman decided So now you have all these different blood tests, and you have to figure out between the different roles that this woman has been with and the blood type, this young girl has to sit down and figure out how this, who impregnated this young lady. And you have to use each blood type. So the mother, the baby, the bartender, the guy at the club, the cab driver, and the flight attendant, you have to take all these different blood types and you have to figure out who's the mom, who's the baby, where the baby come from. This young father decides in Detroit to go on the news and say, well, this is an absolute outrage. He quotes, what are they teaching? I couldn't come up with words. I was like, oh my God, it's teaching them that it's okay to not know who it is because you can have the state help you. And if they can't help you, they're going to take your child away and it's not the way it is. I was beyond fired up last night. The incomplete assignment was sent back with a note. We teach our children not to sleep around. Now, he took it in a different way. I was looking at it in, is this question promoting that a woman can do anything she wants and it's okay? This young gentleman went a little bit more political and said, it's not about that she can do whatever she wants, is the assistance she's going to get. That it's okay to sleep around. Doesn't matter the blood ties. Well, what matters is sleep wherever you want. Get the baby. The state will take care of it. Someone's going to pay for it. Instead of paying for resources to educate society, to create better manners and innovate, we're going to pay for something like this. And that's what he, the father, was addressing. That's what the father was really aiming at. Campbell told WDTV the question came from a website, teachingbyformags.com, which the teacher has used for getting problems with components and concepts students can understand. Campbell said the question will be revised. Campbell said the teacher who got the worksheet from a teaching website has apologized. According to Campbell, only one parent complained. Campbell is the supposed, is the superintendent of Romeo Schools. And the superintendent, that's the announcement she said about this. Come on, there was one good, you know what? Really quick story. All these truly weird stories. What's great about them is you sit there and you say, you know what, this happened to me too. Because I used to work in the English department back in high school. And the head of the English department, she retired now. She read so many books. And she was reading a question about, I forgot what it was about, but it was about, and it said that a guy hit a teacher, and then it goes into a whole thing, a whole story of a guy and a teacher, and it's okay to do it, and of course, the head of English questioned this. What kind of thing are we actually teaching? So you got so many questions, and you got so many teachers, you got so many different information and versions of textbooks. We really can't sit down and just go into every single one. I guess situations like this gives us the opportunity to stand up and come out and say, well, we need to change this. And this is what this young gentleman said. And it looks like they're going to change that question. And we'll probably see many more truly weird stories like this. Box office numbers up next. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot, from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing.
Ah, this is nonsense.
What? I thought you liked my meatloaf.
No, that's not it. I should have switched to ShareBuilder because I'm tired of my current online brokerage's high fees, confusing website, and InvestoBabble.
InvestoBabble.
Really, Jim? Maybe you should switch to ShareBuilder.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-579-9189. That's 800-579-9189.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
Office numbers, movies can get as expensive as buying a car. We're always going to go with it. We're always going to go to movies. We have a lot of interesting movies that came out this month and a lot that came out over the weekend. And when we do speak about box office numbers, we always go to the-numbers.com. And it's great how they kind of revised their site a little bit, kind of made it a little bit easier to navigate. It used to be so many more links and so many more things to click on. That's how great this website is, and eventually we're going to have to reach out and we're going to have to get a writer or an editor from them to come on the program because they have done such great things. One of the movies that has been rocking the charts, and it's hit over 183 billion, excuse me, yeah, 183, what? No. Where are we going? $180 billion? That sounds about right to me, yeah. $183 billion in the box office. And that is the Lego Movie. And the Lego Movie has hit over $183 billion. That is something. I'm not lying to you. It's right here. And they've been around for 17 days now. And they are right now the number one movie on the market. I actually saw the Lego Movie. I always want to see a movie. I never really get to see it. Oh, I want to see Frozen. Still haven't yet. I want to see Up. That movie came out years ago. I haven't sat down and watched it. The Lego Movie, I had the opportunity to see, and I have to say, it was really good. The voices of the characters were splendid. The plot kept your eyes rolling, kept you thinking what's going to happen. The lessons they taught young peers and young children was extraordinary, and I'm really angry because I wish this movie came out during my childhood. I wish I would be able to, 10, 15 years later, come out and brag to everyone. Yeah, guess what? Guess what my childhood had? It had The Lion King, it had Aladdin, and it had the Lego Movie. And it took Legos that long to put out a movie, and I'm glad they did. It was made by Warner Brothers. It is an adventure movie, and they have total grossed $183 billion. And, oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's 183 million. What am I talking about? It's 183 million, 180 billion. That sounds insane. That sounds like way too much. I know. I'm sitting here reading my numbers. See, this is why we took algebra in college. $183 million. And that is extraordinary. And they have been over 3,000 theaters. And they've been averaging over 8,000 per theater. And the Lego Movie got a lot of controversy. Because it was all about, are they doing this because, well, they want to add something to what they created? This building block company for children? Do they want to add movies to their resume? Or are they doing this for advertising? And believe it or not, they did it for both. What I watched was a little bit of both. They definitely did it because they want to put a movie out there. Everyone does it. The Legos have a movie. If Angry Birds, the video game, they might have a movie. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying there is always a possibility of putting a movie and bringing it to theaters for everyone to see. As long as you get the right distributor to sign you to it, Sony Pictures, Walt Disney, Universal, Warner Brothers, is the big four that you really want to grab and get your movie out there. They did that for the Lego Movie, and they did it well. They did use advertising, because it's funny, when he goes, this young character, you know, is on adventure to eventually save the Lego universe, he goes into different cities, and the way they describe the city and what you can do, and now, of course, you see commercials from the Lego Movie, get this character, get this set you saw in the movie. And they even spewed out, like, different scenes of, so how many worlds are there in Lego anyway? And then, well, there's this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. In, like, little 3 to 4 second spurts, they show all these different lands. Kind of giving a little advertisement of, look how many different Lego worlds you can create. Again, a price tag of $20. A price tag of $183 billion. When mistakenly, I've been reading it wrong, it's $183 million. Lego Movie I've grossed in. Two new movies to come out over the week. You know what? Before we get into the new movies, I like to keep that separate. We got a few movies that have been around. One of the disappointing movies has been... has been Endless Love. Endless Love has been a disappointing movie. It's a movie about two young you know, your young couple who decides, I love you, come with me, and this young girl's been trapped in her rich father's mansion all these years. It was supposed to be a Valentine's Day chick flick hit, and it ended up just falling apart. It ended up falling down, and it only reached 19 million. And it's been around for 10 days. It's been around for a week and a half. A week and a half now it's been around, and it only hit 19 million, so it didn't really do so well. Winter's Tale by Warner Brothers, that also was a disappointment, only hitting 11 million in 10 days. You could really say that it was the many theaters that they were in. The Lego Movie was in three times more theaters, but again, I see a lot of movies like RoboCop that did very well. 44 million, and that's pretty good. Probably they wanted to see a lot more. When it comes to superheroes and RoboCop, it's more of a remake. The RoboCop when I was a kid, this is different. Now he's, you know, better uniform and of course a better layout of RoboCop. I'll take 44 million. I'll take it. 44 million sounds pretty good to me. Ride Along, 123 million. That is with Ice Cube. Ice Cube is a pretty funny guy. And yeah, it's with Ice Cube. And it is, oh my goodness, here goes my mind. It's falling apart. How can I not get the... I watch him all the time. You're probably screaming his name at me. Here we go. Kevin Hart. There we go. Ice Cube Kevin Hart. It was Kevin Hart. This character, he wants to marry this young girl that he's been dating. And then, of course, the brother, who's a police officer, detective, comes in and says, you want to marry my daughter? Prove it. So him, Kevin Hart, who plays the character Ben Barber, decides that he's going to ride along with them and see how everything's going to go. And it ends up becoming scarier than you think. Ends up becoming a lot of comedic jokes and such. So that's and that movie did really well. 127 million worldwide and 123 million domestically right here in the country. So Ride Along did really well, and Kevin Hart's been just rising as a star. People are watching his comedic acts online a lot more often. He's getting a lot more recent roles. I saw him in Queen Latifah a few months ago, and he was pretty funny on it. So Ride Along did really well. We now have our new movies. The new movies that were introduced over the weekend, and we actually only have two of them that you might have seen. It's 3 Days to Kill and Pompeii. 3 Days to Kill is about a father who supposedly retired. Then a terrorist comes about, and he's one of the most evil ones we've ever seen. And it's really educating you on how we are still at war against terror. And the father wants to spend more time with his family. Those days are over. I want to spend more time with my family. He ends up going back and doing it one more time because that's how Hollywood works. And this movie came out over the weekend, and it only hit 12 million. If you hit under 15 million, you did pretty bad. If you hit under 10 million, then you didn't do good at all. They hit right in the middle. That was made, though, by Relativity. It's one of the most smaller distributors. And it did go into a lot of theaters. It went to 4,000 theaters, a good amount of theaters, and it didn't do good at all opening weekend. So I feel really bad for these guys, and I wish they could have done a lot more. Pompeii, to give you a more better outlook of it, Ashes, We All Fall Down. It's a story we've always heard when we were kids, and because they did make movies of Pompeii, of the volcano that exploded and covered all over the, and then eventually they found it decades and decades later. So we all know they did this. movies at the movies. They made a remake. Sony Pictures decided to jump on it, and they only hit $10 million. And they were in about an average of 4,000 theaters. And they didn't do good either. Two movies coming out in an opening weekend, and it's kind of tough because Ride Along is still playing in a good amount of theaters that we just said hit $123 million. The Lego Movie that's going strong is probably grabbing second viewers and also grabbing first ones. You wouldn't believe it. Frozen is still in some theaters by Walt Disney. They hit $384 million. God, if only I was a voice actor. They're still playing. So these two movies had a lot of competition. You're going to get the movie that just comes out and everyone might like it. Then you're going to get the movies like these two that, you know, there's a good chance. When the new Red Dawn came out, it was a remake from the 1980s version. That did pretty good. Hit over $24 million. Did really well. Then there's some remakes like Pompeii, and there's some storylines like 3 Days to Kill that just doesn't reach, doesn't work out. All right, we tried it. We got it approved. We got into theaters. Yeah, people saw it. You do have those casual movie goers. They come out, they want to see the movie. And they sadly don't see it. They don't see it. All right. I saw the Lego movie. I saw the Lego movie last week. Yeah, last Monday. And at that time, the Lego movie was around the opening week, ending of the opening, going the second weekend. And they're kicking butt. Go them. Go Legos. See, they definitely have an advantage. But then you get that first group of people that see it, and people like me are going to tell you right now, go see the Lego movie. Go see the Lego movie. So you go when you go see the Lego movie. And then you end up really enjoying the movie itself. And that's the box office numbers. Again, we got through the movies that were really good.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella.
one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has...
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.